producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely. It's a great idea to do exactly that. We have about 45 minutes or so, well, actually about 50 minutes left together. And this is one of the days that I'm grateful because Shane is out sick today, and an awful lot of people have had a truncated work day. And so that James came through for me like a pro. He just he's terrific. He had some other work to do because, among other things, he has to get everybody's stuff ready for holidays. And so I whined at him this morning, and he's came through like a pro. He's with me today so that we could be live, so we could be here for you if there's something about the turkey in your oven or the turkey in your life or both. So whatever it is that is on your mind is something we can talk about. So I'm very grateful for James. And Scott was my go-to guy this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, New York time, 7 o'clock Minneapolis time, where he was doing another show and really helped me to make sure that I could be on the air for you guys today. So thank you, Scott. Thank you, James. If you need to call me right now, 855-99-DR-JOY. We've talked about gratitude and what people were grateful for. And I thought one of the things that we've been trying to get to for a while and really haven't gotten to, but we will momentarily. I'll get to movies before we end up the hour today, I think, is the stupidest mistake you've ever made. And we talked yesterday a little bit. We started on them. That you know, things that were unthinking that you sort of either walked away from or didn't walk away from. So I thought we'd share some of those with you. James, can you think of anything that you did that you think was really stupid in retrospect?
I don't know if there's anything that would be air-friendly.
Fair enough. Well, our first response, which we actually did share yesterday, was my ex. But so what can I tell you?
I think that's everyone's. they're generally exes for a reason, right?
Yeah, truly. Carol has kind of one that's very thought-provoking. She said, I dropped out of high school. I didn't make it up much later in life, and more. I got to do a few years of college and loved every minute of it. I even got asked to join the Honor Society. I didn't have the money to go on. However, I learned something about myself, that I could do it. Also, that I was smarter than I was convinced to have been. One of the things, the stories that I tell is when I was at Rice, I don't know if they still have the policy, but then they did, which was if you lived in Houston, that you could come. I don't know if there was an age requirement or not. Most of the people that were in the class were older people, but I don't know if that was one of the requirements or not, that you could audit any class on campus for free. And so our great fear as 17 and 18-year-old punks was an adult would be in our class, because they actually cared about learning as opposed to a grade or a date for the prom. So something to remind yourself of. Cindy says something that is maybe a combination of gratitude and mistakes. She says, there are no mistakes, only lessons. So as long as you learn something from it, it's okay. Stephanie says, a decade ago I was going to school for music education. It's always been my dream to be a high school band director. Actually, I have a friend who did that, and he just loved it. To find a way to help music education thrive in an environment that is continuously placing more and more emphasis on academics, kids need a creative outlet. Well, after my first year in school, I had to drop out because I was trying to make it on my own by flipping burgers, and I just couldn't make ends meet and give school the full concentration it needed. 13 years later, I'm working in the healthcare field as a nurse's aide, and while it is rewarding helping other people who cannot care for themselves, it's not my dream job. I feel like I missed my opportunity, and now I'm stuck in this rut, and for various reasons feel like there's no way out. Stephanie, I don't know exactly how we're going to do this, but as I mentioned, I have a foundation, and one of the things about the foundation is helping people who are wanting to and have the ability to go to at least community college who don't have the funds. So tell me what state you live in, and sort of email it to me, and let's see what we could do, because this is something I mentioned before. My daughter took me to Puerto Rico as an early birthday present, and we ended up in a little tiny room that made me a little bit claustrophobic, so I was up all night. And one of the things that happens when I'm up all night, because as I tell you guys, anxiety is all in your head, so if you can divert yourself, you're okay. And what I decided after all these years, because I've had a foundation for I think at least 15 years. I've put a quarter of my before-tax income into it for all that time, so there's a fair amount of money in there. And I've gone through various iterations of what I was going to do about it, and I've finally come up with this idea of just, because that means I don't have to have a huge superstructure, I don't have to hire a manager, that all the money can go directly into services. And the idea is to, I was going to start in Louisiana. Stephanie, I don't know where you live, but I suppose it doesn't make any difference. So that the school itself will do the paperwork essentially, and then I will pay somebody's tuition through school, and you have to keep up a grade point average. And the request, although it's not a requirement, the request is when you can that you repay the tuition so someone else can do it further along the line. It's not a requirement, it's just a request. So get in touch with me, or get in touch through Facebook or email, and see what we can do to help you. Okay. I just did a little commercial for myself, I suppose. So it's a commercial to give away money, so it probably falls into a different category than the commercial. Doug says, when I was 27, I dropped some LSD while I had the chicken pox and 102 fever. Doug, what were you thinking? My goodness. I then went outside on the 16th floor balcony and watched it snow. Not very bright, and the facial distortions were scary. However, I can actually testify that no two snowflakes are alike. Doug, darling, hopefully you've blown my mind, baby cakes. LSD when you had the chicken pox. There was one time in my life, because I'm endlessly curious, and I'm of the generation where LSD was, you know, one of the things that people talked about, and I had made an appointment to do it, and I swear to you, I have a guardian angel on my shoulder, because the night I was supposed to do it, I got an appendix attack and didn't do it, for which I'm enormously grateful for two reasons. First of all, I have such an overreaction to every medication that I'm sure I'd be having flashbacks to this very day. Not a good idea. And that LSD, among other things, is stored in your fat. So not a good idea. But Doug, you may get that may get the Brown Award for the stupid. Yeah, that's a great stupid. Trish says, giving my opinion when it was not requested. Wish I'd been listening to you, Dr. Joy, before that, and I would have known better. Now, even when asked, I say, are you certain you want my opinion? Love you. Yeah, Trish, I think all of us have learned that the hard way. Because it usually comes from a place of love and wanting to help. It's just never appreciated. So, and it's almost always negative, right? Don't do it. But you've learned, babes, so, you know, mistakes, as long as we don't repeat them over and over again. Ruben says, loaning a friend money for a business deal without verifying the details of the deal myself caused me much anguish and pain. Yeah, that whole thing about loaning money is, if you're going to loan people money, and as Polonius says, neither a borrower or a lender be, and if you're going to do it, you have to view it as a gift, because you're very likely to lose both the money and the friend. And I know better, and I've done it a number of times, and every time I've lost both the money and the friend. And losing the money is one thing. I mean, that presumably if you loan somebody money, it's because you it's not survival for you. But losing the friend is always difficult. So, and I don't know what the solution is either, because when you know if somebody really needs it and you have a little bit extra, there's that tendency. But you're better off to just make it a gift and just say play it forward at some point if you can. Robin says, dropping my new Toshiba laptop on my hardwood floors and busting it. Oh, honey, I think there's still, you need to investigate it, but sometimes if you put it on a credit card, And it's within the first, I think it's 90 days. Sometimes there's a warranty on it. Oh, sorry. 855-99-DR-JOY. Not a bad time to call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, you've you've got what, about another, a little more than a half hour, so not a bad time to get in touch with me, to talk with me about what you're grateful for, the turkeys in your life, the turkey in your oven. I remember one of the few times that people have really, really railed at me is, for those of when you're starting out in this business, I'd actually had a program for a while, but I wasn't in syndication. When I started the program, Dinosaurs Roamed the Earth, and there was no satellite. So there was satellite, but not for radio programs. And so if you were heard, for example, in San Francisco, you were heard in San Francisco, but you weren't heard in L.A., and you weren't heard in Oregon, and certainly weren't heard in Boston. So you were heard in various markets. I mean, you would only be, various psychologists would be in various markets. There wasn't syndication. So when syndication came in, I'd had my own program for a while, but I wasn't national. And there were a couple people who were, and I would be requested, especially when they wanted to take time off, to fill in for them. And so I did a lot of fill-in because I was starting out, and I think it was when I had moved from San Francisco to New York. I just moved. And so when I moved, I was on overnight on the weekends, and it was a long, complicated story, but I needed the work. And if you're sort of just starting out, especially on syndication, you take the work. So I worked Christmas Eve. I actually think I worked New Year's Eve. I felt like Miss Gooch in Annie Mame without the pregnancy scare. And I also worked one Thanksgiving Eve. And I believe it was Thanksgiving. Yeah, it had to be Thanksgiving. And I said, and Thanksgiving, I mean, working Thanksgiving Eve, which technically today is, but working during the day is very different than working. It was 9 to 12 at night. And so people who are alone on the night before a holiday are quite often really alone. And so it's a tough time to work. And so I was feeling a bit giddy, and I just said, look, I'll stuff your head while you stuff your bird, and if you haven't defrosted it, don't worry. Just put your oven on 100, and it'll be ready by Christmas. I was kidding. Even I am not that stupid and not that bad a cook. And I got such a deluge of letters of people saying, you know, I really listened to your advice, and I think you're really a smart psychologist, but you should stick to what you know. You know, it won't kill the salmonella. I was kidding. It also taught me, talking about silly, stupid mistakes, that humor on the radio, you got to be a little careful. You got to be a little careful because people can't see your face. You can't sort of do the wink-wink kind of stuff. It's all in your voice, and apparently it wasn't coming through that I was just fooling you, just kidding. So I don't do that so much anymore. You have to get the oven, what is it, I think 325, I think is what you do for turkeys. And I was a turkey. Okay, so we were talking about stupid. I still think the taking LSD when you have chicken pox and a fever is the number one stupid. Here's Lee. God forbid we shouldn't get some politics in this. When the American people elected Obama president twice. Well, this is what I suppose we said what you've either done or seen, so I suppose that's all right. Anna, making friends with people that have too many conditions to the friendship. Well, I suppose the only way you know is you start out with good intentions and see where you get. So, Zella says, marrying my hubby, not who, but when we were married. It was 2 years after his divorce, but he needed more time to heal. I would still have married him, just waited the first 2 years of our marriage, waiting for him. Oh, just wasted. That wasted is usually not spelled the same way as where you put your belt, but that's okay. Just wasted the first 2 years of our marriage waiting for him to heal completely. Now we've been happily married for 7 years. Yeah, you know, the one-year rule, which everybody loathes across the board, is a minimum amount of time. That sometimes it does take longer than the 1 year for people to recover. But I'm glad you stuck with it. I hear. Pablo says, picking the wrong woman or women. Honey, call the program at some point and we'll figure out what it is that you're doing. Especially because it's not woman, it's woman. So it may be that you're doing the same thing over and over again, which gets really painful. It feels like genetic after some point. So give me a call and we'll talk about it at some point. Betsy says, smoking. Yeah. Did you know that kids are the largest group of new smokers? Which I guess makes some sense, because they're, first of all, they think their parents don't know what they're talking about. They're new. It's a new phenomenon. It is a drug, but depressing. Don says, my second husband. I'm surprised there wasn't more of that. I'm delighted. It only comes up occasionally. Kathy says, just one. My first car was junk, rarely needed gas, but it needed a can of oil, it says old, but I think it means oil, every 20 miles. Kept a case in the trunk. Yeah, we should probably do a program at some point on first cars. Because mine wasn't even, the first car I ever owned was, VW, and it was the first new car I ever had. And the engine melted together at one point during a strike, so that was kind of interesting at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I remember in high school and college learning to double clutch, because all the guys I knew didn't have any money, and so they had these old junkers, and you had to double clutch the car to, you know, pop the ignition pop it into gear to start it. They'd be pushing, and never mind. This is what popped into my mind. As a young teen in summer camp, we were having some sort of assembly. There was a camper who was very smart, but so pompous, and he was going on about something, and I turned to a camper next to me and said something like, I can't stand that guy. His response, I know, he's my brother. Oh, I'm 67 now, but I can still remember it with such embarrassment. Oh. Well, it shows up in movies every once in a while with some guy saying, well, I could really, you know, get into her. And he said, yeah, it's my sister. So I guess it's like, what is it? I think the Alice Churchill Roosevelt said, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit next to me. Sally says, not having a fourth child. Oh, honey. Marcia walked in the men's room instead of the ladies' room in college. I saw the blue tile, but just stood there, not believing I had pushed open the wrong door. I actually did that in France once. And what I just said is, sorry, ma'am. It was the men's room. I just thought that was incredibly clever to cover. Actually, where was I? Oh, I know. I told you I went to see Mockingjay, and I saw it because I didn't see it during the media screening because I went to see Sideshow. Anytime you can do a $250 ticket as opposed to a $12 ticket, I figured one I can much more easily afford. And so I was at the theater at 1 o'clock in the morning, and they had the men's room door open. So when you were standing in line, you saw the men at the urinal, which was sort of interesting. I thought, you know, and I didn't exactly know who to tell. I mean, who do you say? Excuse me, ma'am. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, let's look at the movies that may get you out of your Thanksgiving torpor, or out of your Aunt Matilda's house, or out of Uncle Henry's hair, or any of the above. Alright, opening this week, Horrible Bosses 2. It sucks. All right, Horrible Bosses 1 was funny and clever and, you know, had, you know, it's relatable, right? Everybody has a boss that they hate. And, you know, it was had a great cast. It had Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, Charlie Day, Jennifer Aniston, and also it had Kevin Spacey in it. And it was fresh and new and interesting and just off color enough. And this one is really awful. It's better than Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber, do not see. You're just going to waste your time, waste your money, and it's irritating and rude and crude. This one is rude and crude for no particular payoff. Everything goes on too long. They said, they asked me for a quote, and I said, well, the babies are cute. I mean, don't bother. It's just really lousy. However, Penguins of Madagascar is adorable. Skipper Kowalski, Rico, and Private join forces with undercover organization the North Wind to stop the villainous Dr. Octavius Brine from destroying the world as we know it. This is clever. I just was surprised how much I really like this movie. It's snide enough that adults will like it. It's cute enough that kids will like it. The idea, it actually has a motive to it and sort of a moral to it, which is, you know, we're more than what we are on the outside. And Octavius Brine is actually no less than Benedict Cumberbatch. Speaking of which, he's going to have a big week. The Imitation Game. This one you've heard a lot about. This is Benedict Cumberbatch, Keira Knightley, Matthew Good. Based on a true story of Alan Turing, who helped crack the Enigma code during World War II. This is a really good movie on a lot of reasons. First of all, Benedict, I think, is kind of the flavor of the month right now, and he's going to very likely be nominated for an Oscar. The idea is that Alan was probably Asperger's, and they really don't say anything specifically about it. But he doesn't relate very well to people. He doesn't get jokes. But a genius. And in fact, the computer is really, they used to call them Turing machines before they were called computers. This is a fascinating portrayal. It's also, and I don't want to spoil this, but I think that if you know very much about this, you're going to know that he was prosecuted and persecuted as late as 1952 in Britain for being gay. So this is a tragic story of probably one of the best minds of the 20th century. I mean, it's truly interesting to watch. It is nail-biting, even though you know more or less what's going to happen at Bletchley Park. There's going to be some controversy about this, but... But I thought it was a fascinating movie and as much a cautionary tale about how much bigotry costs us as human beings. That if he had never existed, the Nazi code wouldn't have been broken. So to a certain extent, it may be that he is the person who really saved Western democracy, and then was prosecuted and persecuted for his sexuality. A sobering thought, as far as I'm concerned. As I mentioned, I reviewed Hunger Games earlier in the week because I didn't see it when they did the press screenings. I think Jennifer Lawrence is a real find. This is not. I actually like the last one better than this one. I liked the second one better than the first one. I thought the idea of killing kids and making it entertaining was troublesome, to say the least. The second one was much more interesting. This one is clearly a setup for the one to follow, which will be next year, the second part of The Rebellion. But it does have some great performances. Liam Hemsworth is in it. Josh Hutcherson is in it. Woody Harrelson is in it. Elizabeth Banks is in it. It's Philip Seymour Hoffman's basically last movie, and there's something kind of chilling about that in it. Julianna Moore is having a great season. She's in this and is wonderful. Donald Sutherland is his creepy best. So if you're a fan of The Hunger Games and Who Among Us Is Not, this is certainly one to see. It's not the best of the three. I think the middle one was, my guess is the next one will be very good as well. But the problem is it's a setup. There are two scenes in this that I thought were absolutely remarkable and haunting and wonderful. One is when Jennifer... The other thing about it is it's kind of a how-to book about how to set up a revolution and how difficult it is to be a symbol of anything under any circumstances, but certainly something as dangerous as a revolution. But the scene where she goes to visit the hospital in District 13 and then the after effect of that are just two scenes that will give you goosebumps. She's really good in it. Big Hero 6 is one of my favorite animations. This has been a great year for animation. I think the best movies this year have been either animation or documentaries. Documentaries sort of are a conscience, and animation, I suppose because they are less limited by stars or big budgets, are ones that speak to our inner child and our outer grown-up all at the same time. Big Hero 6 is a delight, a special bond that develops between plus-sized inflatable robot Baymax and prodigy hero Hamada, who team up with a group of friends to form a band of high-tech heroes. Well, they're not only high-tech heroes, but they're really smart kids. And the idea that smart kids should be heroes is great. Interstellar is still around. It's the longest. It's almost 3 hours. It's, 10 minutes short of 3 hours. 11 minutes, but who's really counting? The Science of Luffy, as I said, if you want to see an interesting double feature, see Interstellar and The Theory of Everything at the same time, because they basically deal with the same evolutionary notion, the idea of singularity and black holes and things of that sort. And I saw them, I just happened to see them the same day. And the science in Interstellar gets a little iffy at some points, but it's still fascinating. And Matthew McConaughey has never been better. It's also got Anne Hathaway in it, Jessica Chastain. Dumb and Dumber, miss it. Trust me. You're going to be so upset if you waste the time and effort to go and see this. St. Vincent, I thought was wonderful. Bill Murray is terrific in it, as is Melissa McCarthy. This is probably my favorite performance of her since Bridesmaids. Naomi Watts, who is not one of my favorite actresses, is wonderful in this. It's a terrific... The language is a little salty, so you can't really take young kids to it. But there's something quite charming. And Bill Murray, this was really the movie that was made for him. And apparently, the director waited to get him to do this movie. Fury, I did not review initially because I didn't see it initially. This is Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf, Logan Lerman, Michael Pena. Very interesting look at war. This is maybe one of the best anti-war movies. This one and American Sniper. I don't think either of them were really intended to be anti-war movies, but this one truly is, and I think both of them are. And what was alarming to me, and I may have mentioned this earlier, Brad Pitt plays a sergeant who's in charge of a tank and during 1945 in April in the European theater, and they get assigned a rookie who's 19 years old, who says his best requirement is he can type 60 words a minute. And the idea of how involved you get in shooting other human beings. And for me, it was terrifying how easy it was to fall into that category of instantly making people good or bad guys. But it is an interesting movie. Brad Pitt's very good in it. To a certain extent, it's Logan Lerman's movie more than anybody else's. Birdman is up for a bunch of honors. It's Michael Keaton, Edward Norton, a washed-up actor who once played an iconic superhero must overcome his ego and family trouble as he mounts a Broadway play in a bid to reclaim his past glory. So there are lots of movies around. Pick of the week, what would I pick? For the family, probably Penguins. For adults, Imitation Game. But you'll have some fun time at the theater. More to come. Check out drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out a way to combine the two topics that we've flirted with in the last 3 hours of the program. One is being grateful, which seems completely appropriate, given the fact that tomorrow's Thanksgiving, at least in the United States. Although, James, do you want to get with me and Shane, I suppose it was Shane and myself, in that Canada has Thanksgiving usually around the end of October, which we decided was much better idea for a bunch of reasons. First of all, because that's usually when the harvest is. November's pretty late for a harvest.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and that it quite often snows. And both Shane's and my major complaint that we were whining about, to be quite honest, especially this year where Thanksgiving is one day shy of the latest it can be, and it's a slippery slide into the holiday season, that that there's just not much time between now and Christmas. So, and that was one of the things that I was complaining about, although Shane was on the other side of it, was that Christmas decorations literally went up the day after Halloween.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, oh, no. And Christmas carols and whatever. And somebody actually called the program and said that because I had been in Penn Station, not down where the trains are, but up where the escalator drops you off, and they had Christmas decorations up 3 weeks ago. And somebody called in and said, well, they'd been in Penn Station, and they had, but they may have been thinking Grand Central. Yesterday, I was around, and almost everybody's got their decorations up now. And some of them, you know, when you first see them, they're spectacular. I mean, the lights and the baubles, and I mean, it just, but, and this year, they're not going to be up nearly as long. They're going to be up almost a week shorter than they usually are. But, so Shane and I are definitely behind them. Let's be Canadians about this.
I like that.
Yeah, so
combine it. Although put it with October.
Halloween makes more sense. I mean, they both have pumpkins, and they both have bringing in the sheaves. And I mean, maybe we could have Thanksgiving where everybody dressed up as turkeys. I'd be into that. Or pilgrims. People already dress up as pilgrims.
Or you meet up with the family, eat the turkey, and everyone's in costume.
And go trick or treating.
Yeah,
you get your turkey and you get your chocolate at exactly the same moment.
Chocolate.
How bad
covered,
is that? You can have a chocolate turkey.
Chocolate covered turkey filled with candy.
Perfect, like a pinata.
Yeah.
So we're working on this. We're working on it. Listen, if we can get Raggedy Ann, Raggedy Ann into the Doll Hall of Fame, we should be, or the Toy Hall of Fame, wasn't it? Doll Hall of Fame, Toy Hall of Fame. So, all right, so we're talking about things to be grateful for. And if you missed the beginning of the program, you didn't hear my heartfelt whining about the fact that Shane is out sick today. And a lot of people are taking the vacation early. And so James was my knight in shining armor with a little bit of wingman help from Scott to say, listen, and James, this is a very busy day for him in that he's got to get everybody organized and get all the holiday stuff done. And so, yay, James.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, we are very grateful to James.
It has
been
fun.
Well, you were just I'm going to owe you big time for this one. You'll have to name my first... Oh, I can't name my first child after you. I already have her. But nevertheless. Or maybe you can change your name or something. All right, so we were okay. Combining what people were grateful for. And some of them are really touching, surviving car accidents, surviving serious surgery, surviving injuries. I'm really grateful for, I'm grateful for James. I'm grateful for you guys for being able to do the program. And as James and I were talking, even my mom today said, "Ma, honey, you just need to be there for people." And, you know, it's truly a blessing that has been absolutely a part of my life to feel like, I was down at September 11th. I was down at the pit for 6.5 weeks, and I always felt like my entire life had kind of coalesced to get me to that point where everybody wanted to do something, and I actually could. And that truly is a blessing, I think, that to not worry. I've told before that someone said to me, "Do you ever wonder why you're on this earth?" And I thought, "No, I don't." And so, and that's because of you guys. And today, James really facilitated that, James and Scott. So, major kudos to both of them. And then we were talking about the stupidest thing you've ever done, and somehow being grateful that you survived the stupidest thing you've ever done. My favorite is I'm trying to remember what his name was again. Doug Madeer. Doug was 27. He was old enough to know better. Dropped some LSD while he had the chicken pox and 102 fever. Although having chicken pox when you're 27 years old is not a whole lot of fun. I get that. But still. So he gets the stupid award of the day and should be grateful he survived that. All right. So we'll do a couple more of the stupids, and then we'll end on a note of gratitude. All right. Elaine says, well, God forbid you guys should not I keep trying to convince you guys this program is not political, but listen, Facebook is what it is. The Republicans taking control of the Senate and Congress, horrors. All right, see, this is what happens when I say the stupidest thing you've ever done or seen. And to be quite honest, we started this not as a political statement, but because Taylor Swift is notorious. She's done a video about stupid. And that just seemed to me to be kind of a touchstone thing. Apparently, dating Taylor Swift is a way of achieving both immortality and infamy all at the same time. Apparently, she sort of badmouths. She says what everybody else wishes they could say about their exes. Denise is got a little less of a bully platform than Taylor, but she says 6'2" tall, 200 pounds. Stupid, huh? Sandra may be our final statement about this, and maybe the thing to sort of take and clutch to our bosom. Sandra says, any that has repeated the previous one, do I make myself understood? Yeah, and I think that goes back to one of the earlier statements, which is when in doubt, just learn from it, all right? You don't necessarily have to regret it. You don't necessarily have to beat yourself up from it. Just learn from it, all right? And for those of you who are working tomorrow, because there's a huge, big controversy about it, working on Christmas or Thanksgiving, there are people from here are working. As I said, my thing has usually been to work in the morning, to go to the parade, work in the morning, go to the parade, and then feed the homeless. So hard to know what we're doing this year. Francis says, Dad was a postal clerk. He would always work if possible. Easter, Christmas, New Year's, I did it, and besides, it's overtime. Which seems to be the major consensus of that. And I have no trouble with the stores being open, because if you guys want to shop, you'll go, and the stores will stay open, and more will open next year. If you guys don't want to, don't shop. And if no one goes, next year they won't be open. My concern is that you just have the choice of working or not working, that no one is compelled to work, and if you work, you get paid significantly. Mark says it's our busy season, colder weather, football, basketball, hockey seasons, holiday parties, each holiday, and our work never stops. Doesn't say what I do. Oh, yeah. This is great. I run a sewer treatment plant. Don't forget the first responders who must work, too. Listen, folks, happy holidays. I'm grateful for you. Be nice to each other. And, James, thanks again. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.